What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
President as a liar. So, where's the president? We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Two U.S. Olympic swimmers are now headed home amid a still growing controversy over a story about being mugged last weekend in Rio.
Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz, who were interviewed Thursday, denied having been victims of a robbery and said Ryan Lochte's version of events was not true. Even though it's likely no criminal charges will be filed, sports analyst Christine Brennan explains why this incident could still cause trouble for the athletes.
The standards are higher for Olympic athletes than any other athletes. Yeah. Olympic athletes are still role models and still have to play by a different set of rules. The U.S. Olympic Committee instills that thought. There's a code of conduct everyone has to sign. This is no joke.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
A short time ago, the lawyer for the fourth swimmer involved, James Fegan, said his client has agreed to pay $10,000 and leave Brazil. Donald Trump says he regrets sometimes saying the wrong thing. At a campaign rally in Charlotte last night, Trump stopped short of an apology, but said he does have regrets about some of his words. Still, he said he loves upsetting the status quo.
I am glad that I make the powerful, and I mean very powerful, a little uncomfortable now and again, including some of the powerful people, frankly, in my own party.
Meanwhile, recent polls show Hillary Clinton with a solid and steady lead over Donald Trump in a series of competitive battleground states. Voters also gave her higher marks on her readiness for the White House and handling of foreign policy. Elevator problems are keeping the Washington Monument closed again today. The monument's been closed since Wednesday morning when a cable broke loose from the elevator, leaving it stuck nearly 500 feet up. Metro's general manager is calling in criminal investigators to look into the derailment of an Orange Line train at the East Falls Church Station last month.
Information from employee interviews about the derailment and track inspection reports raised serious questions for Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock says Wiedefeld didn't tell her specifically what led him to call for a criminal investigation, but
obviously there were enough red flags that this was not something that could just be administratively handled anymore.
She wants anyone who acted criminally to be charged quickly, so
we can, let the writing public know that serious actions are being taken.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A special panel is recommending that Jefferson Davis Highway be renamed, but they say the Confederate Memorial statue in Old Town Alexandria should stay. The group was formed specifically to address the ways the Civil War is memorialized in Alexandria. Florida health officials are looking into reports of the Zika virus now possibly spreading to the tourist mecca of Miami Beach.
There have been 35 likely cases of the Zika virus being locally transmitted in Florida, including two new cases officials believe occurred in Miami Beach, a hotspot that brings in tens of billions of tourist dollars annually. Mayor Philip Levine insists health officials have yet to conclude Miami Beach is the latest area where Zika has been transmitted.
There is no epidemic. There's no outbreak of Zika on Miami Beach. There are two unconfirmed cases.
A determination could come as soon as today. President Obama requested $1.9 billion to fight Zika in February, but Congress failed to approve the funding before adjourning for the summer. Scott Carr, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,598, the NASDAQ at 5240. Sports Team USA now has 35 gold medals in Rio, 100 in all as they continue to dominate at the Summer Olympics. Baseball, the Nats pound the Braves. The Orioles get six home runs to crush the Astros. NFL preseason, the Redskins host the Jets tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigler.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing the air conditioner. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning as much as I am. Now the goal is to keep that cold air in your house. Thompson Creek Window Company can help. Save on your electric bills with super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best window in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate. Plus, there are no middlemen, which also saves you money and all kinds of headaches. This is your final chance to take advantage of the 25% off every window sale. It's the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up your phone right now and keep the cool air in, the hot humid hair out. Call 855-57-CREEK. That number again is 855-57-CREEK. And tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Thompson Creek.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, if this is your route, big delays coming out of Greenbelt now to get inside the Beltway past the three-car crash after 410, and only the shoulder gets by. So this is going to be southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, inside the Beltway between 410 and 450, slowly inching by the scene of the crash with a lot of response there. No problems out of Annapolis and Bowie on 50 and then 50 quiet as you head into town onto 295 or New York Avenue. Currently, no delays to the Wilson Bridge. In fact, Beltway, nice quiet start. 270, just a little bit of volume in Clarksburg. 66 lanes are open. Looks good through Manassas toward the Beltway. And in Northwest, accident investigation continues and closed as New Hampshire Avenue at M Street. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm mornings and another warm afternoon today. We'll mix up a few clouds and sunshine throughout the day, make it up to about 93. Now the rain chances do go up just a little bit over the upcoming weekend and temperatures do go down. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 72 in Leesburg, 73 in La Plata, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. Donald Trump tries regret on for size. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll be joined by legal analyst Katie Fang. There are new developments in this Rio mess, and she'll try to sort it all out for us. Robert Costa at 7:05 talking about politics. 7:15, we're going to be talking to our man in Rio, Steve Kastenbaum. At 7:35, the much beloved James Rosen of Fox News. It turns out that, maybe there was a quid pro quo for that $400 million in the release of our hostages. And then at 8:05, we'll talk to Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst, about the big preseason game. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We do not pay ransom for hostages.
Remember that? August 4th, Barack Obama giving a big press conference about the ransom that we paid for hostages. But he was so dismissive of anyone daring to suggest that that's what the $400 million was. In fact, State Department spokesman Mark Toner said during his briefing on that very same day, I'll quote him now, listen to this. The idea that this was all orchestrated as part of some kind of quid pro quo is just not accurate. Quid pro quo, as Brian Wilson has so aptly translated the Latin for us over these many weeks, means this for that. You do this for me, I will give you that. Or I will give you this if you do that. Now, when this is $400 million cash in unmarked euros delivered in the dark of night in an unmarked plane, handed over to our Iranian enemies, when that's the this, and the that is four innocent Americans held against their will in a dirty, rotten, stinking Iranian prison, then that quid pro quo, that this for that, turns into ransom. And yesterday, finally, during a State Department briefing, John Kirby, the admiral who is the State Department spokesperson, finally conceded and answered the question that I think we have been saying from the beginning is the only question involved here. Would those hostages have been released when they were released if you had not paid the $400 million? And finally, this was the exchange yesterday.
So, getting away from the word leverage, which in basic English, you're saying that you wouldn't give them the $400 million in cash until the prisoners were released, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, he tried to call it leverage.
Leverage. We were just using leverage.
Well, it wasn't ransom.
Yeah.
It was leverage.
All right. So where's the president? The president is still on vacation. In fact, that soundbite that I played for you back when he said this.
We do not pay ransom for hostages.
That was his last public statement on the matter on August 4th before he went on this lengthy vacation. She's golfing in Martha's Vineyard. He's golfing while this scandal continues to unfold in Washington. He's golfing while people are dying and streets are flooded in Louisiana. He's golfing while buildings are being burned down and white people are being attacked solely for being white in the city of Milwaukee. He's golfing while wildfires are raging and people are being forced into homelessness because of the fires in California. And he hasn't said a darn thing, not even a written statement about any of this. Let's try to focus on just the Iranian situation here. What's it going to take to get the president to come out and actually answer for this? And do you think that he should? And what is next? What should Congress do? What should nominee Trump do? And what should the media do when questioning Hillary Clinton on this issue, who has stood behind this policy and has said, no, this was not a ransom. I stand by the president. Well, what now on the Iranian hostage ransom? 888-630-WML, 888-630-9625. I had said from the beginning that the one question the media needs to keep asking the State Department and President Obama and Josh Earnest is that question. Would you have released the hostages if you haven't given the money? Finally, now we learn, no, absolutely not. We held on to everything until they were released. It was a ransom. So now the question needs to be of Hillary Clinton every single day, if she even talked to reporters, and if not, they need to hypothetically ask her from the anchor desk, does Hillary Clinton stand by this policy? Will she do the same thing? Is this now American policy? She's supposed to be the foreign policy expert. Does she agree with the president, or does she condemn the president for paying ransom and for lying about it? I'd like to see her answer on that.
Listen, I am I don't know where to start because I get so angry about this story. Because I remember another president who was trying to help the hostages, and he gave some weapons to the Iranians, and it became a thing that almost brought down his presidency. And the press corps is going, yeah, well, okay. Yeah, they're not paying any attention to this, except for a few people like James Rosen, who will join us here at 7:35 this morning to talk more about this. There was no quid pro quo. There was no this for that. And by the way, when did, what was the timeline? When did the planes leave? When did this arrive? And all that sort of stuff that would have, actually given us facts that would have helped us determine what was truth here, they refused to answer. They literally just stonewalled reporters for, a couple of weeks then. And it was only because of some reporting that came out of Switzerland that we now know that indeed there was a timeline and that the plane that had, the money was not going to leave Switzerland until the hostages were released. So they then had to admit, and John Kirby did reluctantly, well, it wasn't ransom, it was leverage. That is just Bravo Sierra. That is Bravo Sierra all the way. That is just not true. It's total BS. And they're trying to protect this president. And this president needs to be held accountable for this. And then the other thing that they do, and this drives me just nuts. It drives me guano crazy. They say, well, we did tell you about this in January. This is old news. I don't know why. I can't imagine why anybody finds this interesting. Because after all, last January we talked all about this. They did not talk about all this. They did not give us the details. They gave us like 1/10 of the story And then they're surprised when the rest of the story comes out and there are some legitimate questions about what you did that anybody could possibly question their motives. The motives need to be questioned. This is outrageous. And this president, any other president except this guy, would be going up before an impeachment process. This is absolutely ridiculous.
So you say impeach him?
Well, I look, it's too late. You can't get the guy now. You couldn't even gin it up if you wanted to. And I think a decision has been made. Okay, you know, the Obamas are playing us for time, and that's been very effective. But this is egregious activity on the part of this president.
It is. But we're asking what should be done about it. By the way, that whole idea that, oh, we told you all about this. Yeah, Admiral Kirby contradicted that yesterday and conceded that point as well, that no, this was a secret. We'll play you that audio in a moment. But we want to hear from you. There's got to be something that can get Barack Obama from stopping the golf game and coming out and speaking to the American people and answering to this. So we've got floods in Louisiana. We've got riots in Milwaukee. We've got wildfires in California. We've got American Olympics being held against their will in Brazil, although that's now finally resolved. And now we've got the revelation that he paid ransom to Iran and was lying about it. None of that is getting him to stop his vacation. So we want to hear from you. What could possibly get this president to break his vacation and actually speak to the American people? There's got to be something. I'm sure you know what it is. 888-630 WMAL. Right now at 6:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First out of the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Traffic jam is not going to get the president to say anything, Jamie.
I'm going to say I'm sorry about it.
Okay, well, there's that.
Yeah, well, I'm so, so sorry. Here we go. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, and still only the shoulder gets by the crash inside the Beltway. Southbound side, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, south of 410. Stay to the far right to get you on by. Delays now out of Greenbelt. So before you even get to the Beltway, keep alert because the brake lights will hit the mark. And then you're at the crawl. No problems reported right now around the Beltway. In fact, looks great. The heaviest stretch of the entire Beltway I'm seeing is on the top side between New Hampshire Avenue, heading around and towards Silver Spring 270. That's been nice and quiet. Now to Arlington. Police now at the scene of the crash. It's in the Fort Myer area, Washington Boulevard. If you're coming southbound and you're heading over, say, toward 395, it's going to be southbound after Arlington Boulevard under police direction for the crash. Again, that's over near the Fort Myer area. 66, good shape, just a little bit of volume starting to form, but we'll take it without any reported problems along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got a mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 93 degrees. Tonight we've got some clouds, low 74, and then tomorrow, Saturday, here's your weekend forecast. We'll have a few afternoon clouds, mostly sunny though, maybe a stray shower possible in the afternoon, high of 91. And then Sunday, look for showers and thunderstorms during the day on Sunday with a high in the upper 80s. Right now it's 77 degrees in the nation's capital, 617 on WMAO.
It wasn't a secret. We were completely open with everybody about it.
No, they weren't.
And yesterday, John Kirby conceded.
I certainly would agree that this particular fact is not something that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah. We would concede that this is not something we've talked about in the past. But again, I refer you back to the press conference. And again, you know, beyond the lies from this administration, which I've grown accustomed to, it is the overall attitude and derisive nature of how he suggests that if you even dare to suggest that they are not telling you all the information and have a counter narrative to theirs, there's something wrong with you.
What is your response to critics who say the 400 million...
Let's just jump right to the answer here.
It's been interesting to watch this story surface. Some of you may recall, we announced these payments in January.
In January.
Many months ago. There wasn't a secret. We announced them.
Listen to it. Listen to
to all of you. Josh did a briefing on them.
We did a briefing.
This wasn't some nefarious deal.
That right there. The laughing.
Josh did a briefing on them. This wasn't some nefarious deal.
This was a nefarious deal. They didn't tell us what was going on. I mean, they weren't briefed on it.
They did say, we're going to release that's more than $400 million. We're going to release the money that they have been held in escrow ever since the day of the Shah,
right,
and that kind of stuff. They did say that. They didn't tell us that they were going to give them in exchange for the release of the hostages.
Exactly.
Which is sort of an important fact that they left out of that discussion.
So what will get this president to finally come out and break his vacation? David and Stafford, you're on WMAL. What do you think, David?
I think
The only thing that's going to get him off of vacation is if he finds out that Hillary Clinton's holding a fundraiser. That's the only way he's going to stop golfing. And as far as the Iran ransom, it's not a quid pro quo. It's a quo pro quid. So we're just crazy for thinking otherwise.
Thank you for clearing that up, David. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Lynn in Herndon. Lynn, you're on WMAL. Go.
Hey, Lynn.
I'm just disappointed. There is just so much untruth going on with the president and Ms. Clinton. Is it possible that the people can impeach the president?
Well, it's legally possible and constitutionally possible, but Brian had suggested.
This is why they don't tell the whole story in January, because they're playing for time. They realize the clock is ticking here, and this president wants to get out unscathed, and he's going to succeed in that because they are dragging their feet on every single thing that could reach up and bite them. But I think this is really something that's egregious. I mean, people say, well, why is this so egregious? And here's the thing. Every American is now, who travels abroad, is now at greater risk, because we have sent the message to the world that if you take an American hostage, yep, the going rate is about $100 million per American.
That's right. North Korea, Philippines, no one's traveling in North Korea, but the North Koreans have learned this lesson now. You've learned it if you're traveling in Turkey. If you're traveling anywhere in the Middle East, if you're traveling anywhere in Eastern Europe or Western Europe for that matter, our enemies now know that it's about $100 million ahead. Eric in the district, you're on WMAL. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
No, fine. What do you think, Eric?
Oh, I think thank God for air conditioning. And the other thing is the timeline's a little fuzzy for me. Didn't you guys interview somebody a while back that said that they were made to wait until a C-130 full of money showed up, and then they went aboard and looked and said, okay, the money's here.
Let me see. You can go now. Let me see if I can clear that up for you. There was a report from one of the hostages that they were at the airport for a very long time, and they said, why can't we go? The plane's here, the pilot's here, it's all gassed up, it's ready to go. Why are we waiting? And they were told, according to one of the hostages, that you can't leave until another plane arrives. And then once that plane arrived, they were allowed to go. The new development is that apparently the money was on a plane in Switzerland, and the Iranians were saying, we're not going to let these people go until the plane leaves, and we are now told that the plane did not leave until the Iranian hostages left. So apparently there was a standoff between the State Department and the Iranians over this. Somehow it was resolved. It's not clear the exact timeline, but it is very clear there was a this for that.
And the Obama administration has maintained from the beginning, Eric, that these were all completely separate discussions.
Yeah.
It just so happened coincidentally that the timing all occurred at the same time, but they were completely different negotiations. One had nothing to do with the other until yesterday.
Like, when you're inside that 24-hour period and you already now have concerns about the end game in terms of getting your Americans out, it would have been foolish, imprudent, irresponsible for us not to try to maintain maximum leverage. If you're asking me, was there a connection in that regard at the end game? I'm not going to deny that.
And they then got him to concede, forgetting about the word leverage, would you have let the money go if you hadn't gotten the prisoners? Kirby said yes.
We do not pay ransom for hostages.
Except when we do.
And by the way, where are the congressional investigations? Where is the congressional outrage? I don't hear it.
Well, they're on vacation right now, Brian. It's 6:22 on WMAL.
First Class Plumbing, Heating, HVAC, and we're woman-owned. Call 866-98-WATER and visit our website at 1stclassplumber.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's awesome recommending my friends, Realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. And congratulations to the Reynolds Team for being named for the fourth year in a row one of the top teams in Virginia by the Wall Street Journal. Listen, this is critical. Don't just hire any agent or one that claims to be an area specialist when really they have minimal reach and risk losing thousands and wasted time having your home shown to tire kickers. You know what I mean? Get Sarah and Debbie's proven home selling systems working for you instead. They're so confident they'll sell your home that if it doesn't sell, they will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds today. Start packing tomorrow. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. If you want top dollar in a fast sale, call the only agents I would call to make this happen and the only ones I would trust to sell my home. The Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com and start packing today.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, one of our busy spots here this Friday morning, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, jam before you even get in toward the Beltway. Through Greenbelt, solid lineup, the crash, southbound BW Parkway, inside the Beltway, south of 410, just the right shoulder getting by here still a few moments ago. 3 cars involved in that crash, so a lot going on. On the top side of the Beltway, starting to fill in some of that volume, New Hampshire Avenue, and heading around toward Colesville Road. Looks like we may have a stopped vehicle as you approach Colesville Road. On 270, southbound between Frederick and the Beltway, have no delays and nothing reported there. Beach Drive closed between Wise Road and Sherrill Drive due to a tree down. Northwest crews are still dealing with the accident investigation, closing New Hampshire Avenue at M Street. Virginia, Fort Myer area. If you're heading southbound Washington Boulevard, if you're heading over towards, say, 395, it's going to be southbound Washington Boulevard crash south of 50 Arlington Boulevard. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. Announcing the opening of the first dedicated heart and vascular hospital in the nation's capital. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wrap-up of work week with clouds, sunshine, not much in the rain bucket today. No mention of it. 93 degrees. May start getting some storms as the weekend goes on. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 627.
It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And today I bring you troubling news. That is right, ladies and gentlemen, troubling news from the National Zoo and our beloved panda Bao Bao. I regret to inform you that I think they're abusing Bao Bao.
Oh, no. I think that's awful.
Panda abuse going on down there at the National Zoo, and I think it needs to stop, and it needs to stop right now. I bring you to your attention a report on Channel 9 that they are forcing Bao Bao the panda to paint. I think paint against his will, but listen to this.
We paint with Bao Bao. Every once in a while.
You heard that right. Bao Bao, a panda, is an artist.
Girl.
Somehow, the nearly 3-year-old panda has found a little free time in between sleeping and climbing trees to pick up a new hobby.
Yeah, basically, they give the panda a brush on a very long tube, and they force the panda, I think, against her will, to splash paint on a canvas.
Wow.
And they call this, Larry, they call this enrichment training. But I want to point out to you that the only people being enriched is the National Zoo, because they are then going to take these paintings and sell them at fundraisers to raise money for the zoo. And I think that this is a hostile zoo environment if I ever knew.
First of all, those pandas cost a heck of a lot of money. That bamboo ain't cheap that they digest all every minute of the day. Secondly, I agree with you. I don't think that he really wants to paint. I don't think pandas sit there dreaming of being the next Van Gogh or Picasso. Does it rise to the level of abuse? Are you guilty of hyperbole?
Maybe a little. And that has been said before.
It happens during Critter News, doesn't it?
But I don't leave the poor panda alone. Let him sit there and eat his bamboo in peace.
We will check in with our program director, Bill Hess, who is an expert on all things panda on this, and we will find out. I will leave it to his judgment, and I'm guessing he's just going to love it because it's so adorable.
It's so adorable.
629 on WMAO.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Jeff Foxworthy, Kenny Rogers, Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, and Tony Braxton. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Coming up on WMAO, we'll check in with Katie Fang, legal analyst, to talk about the latest developments in the release of our swimmers, including a mysterious $10,000 donation that one of those U.S. swimmers has had to make. Not a fine, a donation.
Donation?
Yeah, we'll talk about it with Katie Fang after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Two U.S. Olympic swimmers are coming home after giving statements to Brazilian authorities about that alleged armed robbery last Sunday. But their teammate Ryan Lochte is standing by his story that they were robbed.
I think if we look at the U.S. Olympic Committee's statement late last night, they're trying to draw a line under this, navigating away between the Brazilian version of a voluntary payment to calm everybody down at the gas station and the notion of armed robbery, saying that the security guards had, quote, firearms on display. They say James Fegan changed his testimony in order to get his passport back. I'm sure at a later stage we may hear some of these swimmers suggest that they said what was necessary to be allowed to leave the country and calm this all down.
Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh. Donald Trump at a rally in North Carolina last night surprised his audience a bit by expressing some regrets.
Donald Trump doing what he refused to do throughout his campaign, expressing remorse for his controversial statements.
Sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that, and believe it or not, I regret it.
A complete 180 from the unapologetic tone his supporters have come to expect.
And I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain.
Trump delivering prepared remarks, speaking for the first time since his campaign reboot, and veering away from the brash persona that could doom him in the general election.
Correspondent George Howell. Donald Trump scheduled to appear at a rally tomorrow evening in Fredericksburg. It'll mark the first time a presidential nominee has visited Fredericksburg since Barack Obama did so in 2008. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,598, the Nasdaq at 5240. Sports, the Nats win, the O's win, the Redskins host the Jets in a preseason game tonight, and in Rio, Team USA now has 35 gold medals, 100 overall to lead the way at the Summer Games. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung? Now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Looking for more than a weekend getaway? Colonial Beach is the only beachfront town on the Potomac River, just 60 minutes from Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., offering state-of-the-art two-bedroom, two-bath condos with gourmet kitchens. Rather than driving south thousands of miles, make Colonial Beach your new home away from home, starting at $199,000. These condos overlook the boardwalk and Potomac River. No grass to cut, no honey-do list. Just turn the key and you're on vacation. Call today to schedule an appointment, 804-224-9300, or visit thecolonialbeachcondos.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Reston or Thursday in Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit better news on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Still slow, but the crash cleared out of the travel lane. Southbound inside the Beltway, Baltimore-Washington Parkway after 410. Still see a little bit of activity, but nothing remaining blocked. Big delays just as you head past Powder Mill Road. So this is going to be as you head into Greenbelt to get you inside the Beltway. Topside, outer loop from 95 working around now to Georgia Avenue, slowing. They were looking for a stalled along the way, so just use caution. On DC 295 northbound toward the Naval Research Lab, starting to see some delays forming in that stretch. 395 brief delays as you head through Landmark, and still a good trip heading to and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge, Fort Myer area, Virginia. Southbound Washington Boulevard after 50 Arlington Boulevard with a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march will bring temperatures down. Better chance of rain by the tail end of the weekend. Cloud-sun mix up today. A warm start, warm finish, 93. Tonight, some clouds, 74. Tomorrow, we'll go hit and miss. Clouds will build in the afternoon. Hit and miss will be on the thunderstorms, 91. By Sunday, some scattered showers and thunderstorms and in the upper 80s, maybe middle 80s early next week. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Haymarket, 71 in Waldorf, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637, we got you covered all morning long with everything you need to know. 705, Robert Costa, Washington Post. The latest on Trump's big speech last night and the latest from the campaign trail. 715, Steve Kastenbaum out of Rio. The latest in the Olympics. Yeah, something's actually happening with the games beyond the Lochte Gate. 735, James Rosen, Fox News. More developments on the State Department admitting that was ransom that was paid. 805 brings us Trevor Maddich on tonight's Redskins game. 815 brings us Denny Ceballos, legal analyst for CNN, to talk about Lochte Gate, as we do have some major developments. In fact, let's get right to it. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Katie Fang, legal analyst from Fox News. A trial attorney, a former prosecutor. Always good to have your vaunted legal opinions about the news of the day. And we've got a really interesting case that will stretch you, because you'll not only need to be an American lawyer, you need to understand a little bit about what goes on in Brazil. Let me see if I can can sort of paint the latest picture. It now appears that, you know, Ryan Lochte didn't quite tell the whole story. It now also appears that we have video, which sort of clouds the issue, because it does show our athletes being taken from a cab at gunpoint and held until they handed over some money. So was it a robbery, as Lochte has suggested, or was this athletes acting badly and being held at gunpoint until they coughed up money to pay for the damage that they have done? It's hard to know. Oh, by the way, the latest new development, all of the athletes are out except for this guy, Fagan, Jimmy Fagan, and he has agreed to pay not a $10,800 fine. No, it's not a fine. It's a donation. That's the latest information that came out just a few moments ago. Katie Feng, help us understand what happened here.
Well, okay, so this $10,800, quote, donation, he bought his freedom. It's a little troubling that Brazilian authorities can pull Americans off a plane, detain them on this type of, quote, crime, which really is destruction of a soap holder, a mirror, and a door, at worst criminal mischief misdemeanor in the United States. But then he has to buy his freedom to get his passport back, so he has to give 11 grand. Putting that aside, I'm going to tell you, Ryan Lochte didn't go to law school. So I know a lot of people who say when their homes are burglarized, they say, I've been robbed. Technically, not the elements of robbery.
Right.
But that's what they say. It could be a colloquial expression. So Lochte and these three other Olympians are held at gunpoint by two armed security guards, one of which we know was confirmed to be a Rio de Janeiro cop, and at least one held up a badge. If you're that wasted and you're peeing in a gas station and maybe acting like a total frat boy idiot, I get it. But you know what? They were ordered from the taxi at gunpoint. Maybe Lochte thought he was being robbed. I don't know. But you know what? Look, at the end of the day, I think that Lochte's probably going to do the same thing that Fagan did. Maybe not. But you know what? He's not going to get extradited. He's not going to get dragged back to Brazil to face any charges in this case, even if they're brought. Fagan wasn't even prosecuted for this. There was no official charge brought. So that's ultimately what ended up happening in the case so far.
Right, but I agree with you almost 100%, Katie. And listen, again, I make no excuses for the behavior of these swimmers. It was bad behavior, but to suggest that it rises to the level of confiscation of passports, detention, 4-hour grilling by the Rio Police Department, God knows what that experience is like. And then for this last swimmer, Fagan, Jimmy Fagan, is not allowed to leave until he gives a quote-unquote donation of close to $11,000. That sounds like a shakedown. And by the way, they all had to give this very well-orchestrated and well-written apology praising the city of Rio de Janeiro and the Brazil Games. Once they're here in America and they've got our protections around them and they're in the comfort of their nation, their stories may very well change. Doesn't this feel like a shakedown, Katie?
But, you know, look, they're going to kiss U.S. soil like you've never kissed it before, right, when they get back to the United States. And you're right. You know, this whole thing has been blown out of spectacular proportion. If the gas station and if all these places have surveillance video, and let me put a footnote to this, guys. Why would you have two armed security guards at a gas station unless you have rampant, crazy crime in that city? Think about that.
Yeah,
when I go get my
gas,
I don't have two armed security guards at my gas station.
Yeah.
But if you have surveillance video, you know these guys are Olympians because that's what the civilians admitted to the cops. Why would you pull guns? Let them leave, call the police. Police were already there, frankly.
Right.
And then let the process happen. You're going to pull guns? I mean, it's just an absurd environment down there. And you know what? They're buying, like Fagan, buying his freedom. Get the heck out of there to come back to the United States. Maybe Lochte won't apologize. So far, Brazilian authorities are working with U.S. authorities to try to deal with Lochte. But you know what? He has no obligation.
Right.
He has no ethical or legal obligation to do anything at this time. It's whether he wants to maybe save himself for his morality clauses for some of his sponsors and stuff.
I had not read this, but you're saying one of the security guards may have been actually a real cop. Is that right?
That's right.
Well,
so
then,
press conference yesterday.
There's something that's not right about this because, I mean, really what they said was, well, you've acted badly and you've done damage and, you know, we're going to have to collect the fine right here. Right. We're going to have to get the money up front and then we can resolve this matter. So they got money, like I'm told, as much as maybe $400 from these guys because that's what they had on them in exchange for their being allowed to leave. If that happened on the street of D.C., there would be an investigation into crooked cops.
Oh, absolutely. If this is a cop, which we know from the chief of police, he said in his presser yesterday that one of them was really a generic cop, wow, and at least one of them pulls a badge, so somebody's got maybe a legit badge or not. You know this would never happen in the United States, and if it did, you're exactly right, Brian. Somebody would be investigating this like it was nobody's business, because if you destroy a soap holder, nobody pulls a gun on you, and nobody demands the restitution on the spot. No one does in the United States.
Well, they do
but
it in Rio.
That's apparently how they roll.
That's how it rolls.
They're quite the shakedown artists there
and
in Rio.
It's so funny. From an American perspective, it's just remarkable to me how many people say, well, listen, they got to do what the law in that country says. Yeah, that's true. But we can still comment and criticize the laws in that country as inferior and corrupt. Katie Fang, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Katie. 644.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place you want to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. You know, everybody loves cars and everybody loves new cars and everybody loves the process of, you know, the test drive and bouncing from one car to another. And say, oh, maybe I want that one. Maybe I want the leather interior. Maybe I want this. But then the actual process of buying the car, then people don't usually consider that an amazing experience, but at Ted Britt it is. And part of the reason why is because they've got this program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So that's pretty great, knowing that you've got that confidence in the vehicle and how it's going to be taken care of. It makes it a lot easier to buy a car. It also makes it easier to get the great deals they've got. They've got the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles that they keep in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Why don't you schedule your next service with Ted Britt so you can see how awesome they are? Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence. It's 6:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And to the 11th Street Bridge we go, DC 295 northbound. That's where you really need to watch. DDOT tells me they're responding to a crash. Northbound 295 just before the exit to the 11th Street Bridge. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, better news for you. Southbound inside the Beltway, the crash south of 410 completely gone. And the delay's really starting to clear. It is slow between Powder Mill Road heading toward the Beltway. But the closer you get to the initial crash, that is all clearing out. Top side of the Beltway from College Park around to Silver Spring, slowing to 70. That's been fantastic this morning between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. A reminder, Beach Drive closed between Wise Road and Sherrill Drive due to a tree down. And in Northwest D.C., they're still doing accident investigation with the closure of New Hampshire Avenue at M Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good news, a break from the heat is on the way. A few clouds around this morning, dry pavement this afternoon. Cloud sunshine, 93. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, hit mist storms, down a little, 91. Then down a little more Sunday with scattered showers and thunder, upper 80s. And then mid-80s by early next week. That's about normal for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 647.
See movie star and musician Kevin Costner at the Birchmere August 24th. That's Kevin Costner and his band The Modern West, August 24th at the Birchmere. Buy your tickets today at birchmere.com.
Here's a remarkable story out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. It's reported out of Oklahoma, but it happened right here in the nation's capital. A Native American Oklahoma college student was visiting Washington, D.C. on a school trip. And by the way, it's been noted in this story that this young man is on the autism spectrum. He appears from my own eye in watching it as he has Asperger's syndrome in some way, which means he has issues socially interacting with people. Okay. He's not always comfortable in every social situation.
Yeah, so do I sometimes.
Yeah, so do I, for that matter. Anyway, this guy is from Oklahoma. He is a Native American, and guess what? He's a huge Washington Redskins
fan.
There you go. He's got a Redskins shirt on. He is loving the fact that he's in the nation's capital, home of the mighty Washington Redskins, and he's loving it. And he goes, he's a member of the Choctaw tribe, he goes to a powwow here in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital. They held a powwow of Native Americans. And while he was there, there was a representative of the Obama administration.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy's name here is Mendoza, executive director of the White House Initiative of American Indian and Alaska Native education.
So he's a White House official.
He is a White House official, and he is in charge of Native American relations. And he went up to this guy with the Redskins shirt, according to this man's account. And, well, here, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Where are you from? You're so stupid and uneducated that you don't understand the Redskins is offensive. And I tell him I'm from Oklahoma, as I'm very proud to be. And that's when he spits on me.
That's when he spits on
what?
Me. And then later, after this powwow, as they were heading out to the escalators, this guy confronted him again, and it turned into a big brawl. Now, both of them have disputing accounts as to who threw the first punch, but I don't care who threw the first punch. One of these guys is a White House official involved in a brawl with a Native American.
Who spit on a guy.
Spit on him because he was wearing a Redskins shirt.
Oh, my.
This story won't end here, trust me.
Oh, we're going to stay on this
one. More follow-up on that. 649 on WMAL.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ferrelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants.
Wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? And people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, eh, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone, the Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 4th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Cha-ching! It's 6:53. That means it's time to check in on our business report from the CNBC News Desk. Here's Chuck Kamlick, who I understand has been known to party with Ryan Lochte.
Yes, and things have not gone swimmingly, I want to say.
Oh!
Lochte and loaded. The Dow has not seen back-to-back gains in about a month, and we won't see them today after rising yesterday. Stocks are set to fall. Investors are afraid the Fed will raise interest rates maybe next month. Viacom and its biggest shareholder, Sumner Redstone, have reportedly agreed to a big settlement. Under the deal, Viacom's current CEO, Philippe Doman, will leave the company with a $72 million package. That leaves Redstone in charge. St. Louis-based Emerson Electric's buying the valve and control business of Switzerland's Pentair for $3 billion. Business at the Gap keeps getting worse. Quarterly profits fell because of weak sales at Banana Republic. If you shopped at Eddie Bauer over the past year, malware may have grabbed your credit card information, the chain's notifying customers. And after 14 years, Gawker's going out of business thanks to the Hulk Hogan lawsuit. Yes, Gawker was bought by Univision recently, but its last post is going to be Monday anyway. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You can figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah. Go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's J.B. Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning. Improving, so stick with it here. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash inside the Beltway southbound south of 410, that is completely gone. Northbound DC 295 on the approach to the 11th Street Bridge for the crash. Heading in toward Northwest DC, still closed and will be for some time, according to police with the accident investigation. New Hampshire Avenue at M Street is closed. That puts it south of DuPont Circle, north K Street. And also a reminder that Beach Drive is closed between Wise Road and Cheryl Drive due to a downed tree. Latest problems with Metro Rail, unfortunately, they are still in the safe track surge number 7, but the Blue Line trains, they're single tracking between Van Dorn and Franconia due to a power problem at Van Dorn. And hold on, the Red Line trains temporarily bypassing Medical Center due to an escalator outage, and they're setting up a shuttle bus from Bethesda. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good news, a break from the heat is on the way. A few clouds around this morning, dry pavement this afternoon. Cloud sunshine, 93. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, hit mist storms, down a little, 91. Then down a little more Sunday with scattered showers and thunder, upper 80s. And then mid-80s by early next week. That's about normal for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thank you, Raymond Stajic. And right now, it's 74 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:57.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A Navy sailor who took photos of highly sensitive areas of a nuclear submarine was charged with a felony. He used his personal cell phone. The sailor's lawyer said that yes, his client, the sailor, had taken the photos on his personal cell phone. And in reflection, he shouldn't have done that. It's against the law. His lawyer argued that the 6 photographs on his phone were marked confidential and restricted. Shouldn't have those, for sure. But the lawyer pointed out to the judge that Hillary Clinton had some 110 classified emails that the FBI determined were on her personal server. The lawyer's case was that, hey, my client wouldn't do it in hindsight either, just like Hillary said, and Hillary's emails were at a much higher classification, and she had over 100 incidents. My client had only 6. Your Honor, I would like the Clinton deal. Well, they said no. Not a great message for those protecting America's secrets. The country got an ugly view that Lady Justice is not clearly as blind as we had hoped. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 8787. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8787.
Coming up on WMAL.
At $400 million we sent to the Iranians, it wasn't ransom, it was leverage. It was also quid pro quo. The story has been broken by James Rosen. He will join us in the next hour.
We'll get the latest out of Rio from Steve Kassenbaum as the Olympics wind down this weekend. And Bob Costa from Washington Post, all that coming up.